Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said. You want to
Can I
locate
please
my
have your
account?
zip code to locate your account?
My name is M. Charlene Sry. S is in Sam, R-Y.
What's your zip code, please?
Are you there?
What is your zip code, please?
34105.
Thank you. And the first and last name?
My name is Mary. My middle initial is C, and my last name is Sry. S like Sam. R-Y.
Thank you. One moment while I locate that account, please.
Hello?
Yes.
There? Something's making a lot of noise.
Can you verify your address, please?
3275 Jessica Lane, Unit 101, Naples, Florida, 34105. Sounds like you're rattling this wax paper or something.
Let's see, here you have our Elizabeth face and eye cream.
I can't understand you. Something's wrong. Are you talking to the phone? Hello?
You have our face and eye cream. How can we help you?
I want to cancel both of those orders. I can't understand you. Your phone, something's wrong with your phone.
Why would you want to cancel? How did you like the product so far?
Because I didn't order them. I was supposed to get a free gift, and this is the way you do business, by sneaking things into people's accounts. And I want my $92 back.
All right, looks like you signed up for the trial. You were given the product to try free for 14 days. And once you went past the 14 days.
Okay, stop. I didn't get any paperwork. I didn't see that. I want my $92 back, or I'll go to the post office and declare you fraud.
Okay. Well, once you do that, they will call us and we'll have to provide them the information you agreed with. Now, this is a great product. Protects your skin from UV damage and it's a natural supplement. I'm going to continue and I give it to you at a 35% discount.
I can't understand a word you're saying. Something about...
I can let you continue.
Cancel my order as of right now. Do you hear me?
All right, one moment, please, so I know the account.
What a horrible way to do business. Hello?
One moment, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, so you've canceled both of those orders.
One moment, please. All right. What if I let you continue with the 50% discount, which would be half off every month?
I can't understand what you're saying. What would be half off?
A 50% discount.
I don't want the product. I didn't order it. Cancel them. I want both of them canceled, and I want my $92 back. I've stopped payment on the $91.
Okay, so you already spoke with your credit card company?
I have, and I'm going to call them and report you as fraud if you don't do this. So cancel both of them and return my $92.
Okay. One moment, please. One moment, please. I'm closing that to the account, okay? I'm staying here closing out the account.
You've closed both of them.
Yeah, I'm closing both of them out. One moment. All right.
And what is your name?
Kaylin.
Spell that, please.
KAYLEN.
KAYLEN. Okay, Kaylin, thank you for your help. Now,
so
did
now,
you return my $92?
No, since you already spoke with your credit card company.
Well, no, they told me to call you to tell you to return the $92. The other one is pending, so.
Okay. You've already spoke with your credit card company about the charge. So since you've already spoke with them, you said that you stopped payment.
On the one. The other one went through. The $92 went through. And the other one is pending. So there's nothing they can do at this point. They said you had to stop it and send me my $92 back. I don't know how you can get away with doing business like this. Kayla, I know it's not you, but how you write the fine print. So I had no paperwork when those products arrived. It's somewhere, and it was supposed to be a gift, and then you cheat me like this. This is horrible.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was explained if you didn't give us a call that this will take place.
What? I'm sorry.
It was explained. If you didn't give us a call, that this will take place.
It was not explained. It was somewhere in a fine print on that computer, and I didn't see it. And I tried to resend it. I realized I shouldn't have done this because it was going to be some sort of scam, and it certainly is. And I didn't see it. No paperwork came with the product. It's just an out-and-out scam. That's what it is. And I'm sorry. I've taken my frustrations out on you, Kayla. But no company should work like this.
Okay. I want to apologize. Let me see. So I've closed it out. If once you have the caller, since you've already spoken with them, we'll get it. You know, they verify that you haven't filed a dispute or you're willing to drop the dispute. We'll just go ahead and get it refunded back.
Okay, good. If you will send me my $92 and cancel that $91.80 that's pending there, I won't go to the post office, and I won't have my lawyer get in on it.
Well, you've already spoken with them, correct?
No, I haven't yet. The Bank of America called me and said somebody is trying to put through $91. I said, no, don't let them. And so they said, well, we can't stop that. It's pending. You call them and tell them you don't want it and have them refund your money.
Okay, yes. And you stated that you've already spoke with your credit card company. You say you've already stopped paying.
They called me to tell me somebody was trying to put through a fraud deal. I didn't call them. They called me, said this doesn't look like what you would do. And somebody's trying to put through this. You call them. They gave me your number. I don't have any paperwork. I don't have anything to reach you.
Okay. Well, since you've already stated that you spoke with them and they stopped payment. You would have to call us with them on the line.
No. That's not what they did. They said I had to call you, that the one is pending, the other one went through. And I have to call you to get my money back.
Okay. Give me one moment, okay?
All right.
Okay, yes, ma'am. They won't let me do anything since you stated that you spoke with them. So if you can call them and have them to verify that nothing took place, then we'll just go ahead and get it refunded. But
they already told me. I've talked to the fraud department. They said I had to call you. Now, if you don't want to do this, what's the name of your company, please? I have nothing to show for it. What's the name of the company?
ELE.
ELE, uh-huh.
V-A-I-R-E.
Z like zoo?
V as in Victor.
V as in, okay. E-L-E, V what?
V-A-I-R-E.
V-A, what's the next letter?
I-R-E.
I-R-E. Okay, and is that the same company for both products?
Correct.
Okay, well, and you will not resend my money, is that right?
I mean, we have to hear from a credit card company first.
What do you need from them so I can tell them?
To verify that.
What?
Verify that you haven't dropped it, that you haven't filed a dispute so that we can get your account refunded.
I haven't filed a dispute. How many times do I have to tell you that, Caitlin?
I understand that you're saying it, but we have to hear from your bank.
Oh, God, you guys are so frustrating. Kayla, just register my that this is fraud, fraud, fraud. And I don't know how you can operate like that. You're trying to take money from people who didn't order a product. And you say, well, it's on there. Well, it was so tiny. I didn't get any paperwork with that product. And it must have been so tiny. I tried to resend it right away, but of course you blocked that. And I couldn't. So you people are just nothing but fraud and scam artists. Okay, well, and what is your address where you are?
What were you trying to do?
I want to know your address, please.
One moment, please.
One thing.
One moment, please. So I can give you the address.
And I was willing to pay the $4.95. That came up later. And then they tacked this on, and there was no way to stop it. I tried to stop it. But, of course, they don't let you. Well, that's when they renewed it. It's a scam. But Walmart is in on it. I'm going to complain to them.
Okay. So it's not allowing me to give, it's not providing me with the address.
See, that's why you're such a scam artist. You don't do that. Well, she's not going to do anything. She had no authority. That's my husband. Anyway, well, okay, I'll call back the credit card company, and then I will see my attorney about this, and I will file fraud with the post office, and I'll do whatever I can to put to say, because you just are stealing money from me.
All right. Well, I mean, we're willing to give it back, man. We just have to hear from them.
You make it so complicated. I guess this was either through CVS or Walmart, so I will be going up to see them also. Okay, well, you can't do anything for me. You don't have any. Don't they give you any power at all to make? Okay, all right. I guess they don't, Kayla. You have done your job, I guess, and tell them I know they're scam artists and they're fraud.
So. Okay, no, I know she can't give me my money. So who do they talk to when they, the credit card company? How do they reach you?
They will just call the same number that you called.
All right, okay. Well, I'm sorry you worked for such a scam, but I guess everybody needs money. So they seem to need more. The company seems to need more than, and to go after people who don't have it is just terrible. All right, well, I guess that's the end.
All right, I apologize about the misunderstanding.
All right, bye.